City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in on Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew. This is Against All Authority.
Going down with the rest of the rats on a sinking ship. Gonna drown in this dirty sea. It smells like shit. Another night. Golden in blood, sweat and spit. I woke up again with a face on the floor. In another town that I've left before. At another time with all the memories I could hoard. You can try to hold us, but we won't submit. I'm not full of slogans, but it's broken shit. It all tastes the same.
Against All Authority on Pogo City Radio. How you motherfuckers doing this morning? I'm okay. I woke up at like 7:30. Didn't do much last night. Drinking some Grey Goose, playing some video games, chatting with the Pogo crew. Actually, the Pogo crew was kind of not fully assembled. It was just me and Renee playing last night. Bunch of bullshit. Bunch of bitches, right? Like there's anything else to do besides drink vodka and play video games and do Pogo right now. You know what I'm saying? But yes, there'll be plenty of time for me to bitch and complain later. But why don't we get back to the music? But before we do, gotta say happy birthday to my man Mike Blanks. Hit that cheer button again. Birthday was yesterday, but you know, I was too lazy to do a show yesterday. I was too busy playing video games with Renee all day. That's really what I did over the internet. Just played video games with Renee all day. So, yeah. Here are the X-Ray Specs, one of Mike's favorite bands. Here's I'm a Poser. Because we all know, deep down inside, Mike Blank's giant fucking poser.
I'm not afraid to die.
the X-ray specs right there. Fucking poser. I'm a poser. Now, I want to get just rolling with this music. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think I waked and baked pretty hard this morning. It's weird. I always wake and bake, but like, I don't know. I feel a little fucked up right now. I think it's because I'm running out, and whenever I start running low, there's always mad recyc. I always take dabs, and I use the one of the bangers, you know what I mean? One of the crystal bangers, and they get all that like recycled fucking wax in the stem like all the time. So whenever I get low, I just start scraping it out of there because I have a fuck ton. You know what I mean? Like if I smoke like 2 grams, maybe 2.5 grams of this shit, that shit is packed the recycle, and I fucking scrape it out of there. And I've been smoking that this morning, and sometimes, you know, because it's kind of like resin, sometimes it's like stronger, you know, but this is just like a twist, because I mean, it was just concentrate to begin with, so I can't imagine it being stronger, but I guess because it's a twist. But I got a nice little feeling on me, and it's giving me trouble making me find the next song I want to have. Part of the reason is because the Ramones have so many goddamn albums, which I'm thrilled about. Here it is. But this one comes off, what would it be, the fifth one? I don't know, let's see. I don't know, it comes off End of the Century. We'll have to figure out in chronological order which one End of the Century was. I believe Pleasant Dreams was the fourth, which would make End of the Century the fifth, but I might have them two reversed. Anyway, here's some of the Ramones with Rock and Roll Radio. I did not find Rock and Roll Radio. I found Rock and Roll High School. I want Rock and Roll Radio on the same album. Do you remember Rock and Roll Radio? That's the demo. God damn it. I want the one with the fucking saxophone. Jesus Christ, people. All right, here it is. Do you remember Rock and Roll Radio? The Ramones.
Riggity, riggity. Wreck, son!
God help us.
This is
all
Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Let's go!
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
This is Pogo City Radio, motherfucker. But yes, yes. So how you live listeners doing there? I got some of our favorites in there today. Nice to see you motherfuckers awake nice and early, getting your pogo on. You know what I'm saying? Now, they asked how we were. I said, I'm stoned. Joe says he's horny. How is everyone else in the room? How is everyone else in the room? But remember, you guys can get in on the live conversation if you have the Podbean app, or if you go over to pogocity.stream, you get notifications when the show goes live. And also, if you miss any part of the live show, you can catch the podcast over at pogocity.stream, over on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify. You know the places to get podcasts, people. We're on all of them. And also, to the live listeners, you know, on that podcast, We got some crystal clear sound. I don't know what the fuck Podbean does with this live shit, but go over to the podcast and it sounds perfect. Not to mention you can catch up on the other 400 and something episodes we got. Now, normally we'd be promoting this shit out of some awesome ass shows in Philly or Jersey, maybe New York, whatever. But all that shit shut down. All that shit shut down. So now we're just fucking around, drinking all day, smoking, doing pogo from the house. Actually, I lied. I played bass yesterday. I plugged in my bass and I decided that I wanted to learn Under Pressure because I just like learning random songs because I hate playing with myself as much as I love playing with my dick. I hate playing with myself on the bass or the guitar. So I just like try and learn some random song quickly just to like do it. You know what I mean? And I did Under Pressure yesterday, and then I'll make a video, and I'll post it on Facebook, and I fucking, the video got taken down for copyright infringement, but I think I've said this before, it kind of boosts my ego a little bit, because I guess I'm playing it good enough for the software to recognize the song and be like, hold up, asshole, you ain't got the rights to play that song. And honestly, what is the bullshit with that? Like, do the record labels think that I'm gonna harm Queen sales? Like, people are gonna go to Andrew Bedlam's Facebook and listen to the bass track he recorded, and because of that, they're no longer gonna buy the Queen album. Nonsense. Consume and consume. Cheap Sex up next.
Consume and consume!
Some Cheap Sex for you. Speaking of shows we were promoting this awesome show where Cheap Sex was coming back to Philly and up at Connie's Rick Rack, made up the flyer and everything, and then like 10 minutes after the flyer was up, the country got shut down. But once everything gets back to normal in like 10 years or something like that, Cheap Sex will probably be coming back to Philly. I imagine they are. The show is postponed, so can't wait to tell you guys more about that when we have the info, especially because, like, when is the last time Cheap Sex was around? When was the last time Cheap Sex even played in California, let alone the East fucking coast. But anyway, hopefully we can all just start mainlining Lysol and everything will be fine. And that's another thing. One of the things I said earlier I want to complain about. Look, I understand the man did not actually say we should mainline Lysol, but he did say perhaps we could inject disinfectant. That I watched it with my own eyes. Those words did get said, and that is nonsense. All I'm saying, here is endless struggle. Endless struggle coming out of you. I was going to say YouTube. Coming out of Utah. I swear to God I wasn't doing that on purpose.
English, motherfucker, do you speak
it? I don't know what's wrong with my brains.
Reefers.
Yeah, maybe that. Here's endless struggle coming out of Utah with no luck. We like to drink. We like to get smashed. All right, you bastard, stop.
I may have f***ed up here.
All right, so I was bitching about our president, but then I want to, right, so I'm on Facebook this morning, right? I'm on Facebook, and I've seen, like, three chicks that are, like, punk rock chicks, you know what I mean? And they're all sharing the same article, like, oh, good, about time. How is this a thing anyway? They're all sharing the same article about China outlawing strippers at funerals. Okay. All right. Now, yes, there's many. This unravels in Andrew's head a little bit. Okay. Now, first of all, yes, I did not know they had strippers at funerals in Asia, but I would like to applaud them for that in the first place. Now, second of all, I don't understand why. Now, I read the article because I wanted to make sure. I was like, what are they, like 12-year-olds? Or what is this, like some kind of sex trafficking ring? Or is this like, you know, like rape, or like what's really going on? And from what I read from this article, which is the same article that all these chicks were posting and the only one I saw, it says none of that. It says that in the Chinese culture, it is it shows a lot of honor with the amount of people that come to the funeral. And so at one point, they started having strippers to get more people to come. And people laugh and have a good time. Now, I don't understand why people are offended by that either, because I've been to funerals with families like that, where it was kind of like one long roast of like their father, who they all like loved, you know what I mean? But like it was, they were just that kind of family, and it was hilarious. It was literally hilarious. And also, like, you look at a New Orleans funeral, like, people don't condemn that. And the part I don't get about these chicks sharing it is when you read the article, it doesn't even say, like, per se stripping. It classifies it, and it's really telling a woman what she is allowed to wear. That's really what the law is. And I don't understand why all these punk rock chicks on Facebook who like regularly come to punk rock shows dressed in fucking dental floss. And I do not mind, believe me. But I don't understand why. And they're probably the same chicks that call themselves sex workers when they sell pictures of them in bathing suits. But yes, I don't understand why you're so happy that China is now oppressing their women in this way, telling them how they have to dress at a funeral, how they can move at a funeral. And like I said, none of this said anything to do with children or pimps or rape. It was just girls being hired to dance and wear, like, you know, sexy clothing. But now the government's saying women can't dress like that at a funeral. And I don't understand why all the liberal punk rock chicks are like, good. They shouldn't have been doing this anyway. I don't know if they didn't read the article or how they took it or if I like missed something, but I don't understand why they're so happy that China is putting in a dress code only for women at funerals now. And like, it's the same people, like, they'll complain and say that Middle Eastern people are oppressing their women because they make them wear, I don't even want to, because they make them wear the robes and stuff. But I've talked to people in the military, and they say, they claim that that's actually because they respect women and they don't want them to be objectified. But regardless, everybody wants to condemn that, but they're happy that women have to dress a certain way at a funeral now. And I don't understand why I'm only seeing it on like punk rock chicks fucking pages. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm for strippers in any situation that are willing. You know what I mean? As long as it's not like the rapey type thing. And that didn't say anything about that. So I don't get why all these chicks are happy that women now have to follow a dress code to go to a funeral in China and men do not. There really is no future and no hope. Here's Defiance. All right, that was Defiance right there. No Future, No Hope. Endless Struggle up just before them. I miss you too, Jess. I miss you too. Yes. All right, so Andrew here all by himself, lonesome and bored. But yeah, so a show or two ago, I don't remember which one, go over to pogocity.stream, find out if you missed it. We were talking about like our favorite supergroups, what we our ideal, not our favorite supergroups, how we would construct a punk rock supergroup. And I said Kelly from Defiance, and Sean was going to say it, and then said Matt Freeman. And then we were in our little pogo chat, we were discussing, you know, well, who is, we were like debating of those two bass players, who's really, I don't know if we were saying, I don't like to say better, but who's our favorite? Maybe I'll phrase it that way. But the way I put up with it, Sean's answer was pretty much, I like Defiance better, so I'm going with Kelly. My answer was, I love those Defiance bass lines, and they are more straight up punk, and they're very kind of like Iron Maiden. The bass playing in Iron Maiden, it's like that. It's really cool. It's like always pumping eighth notes, but it's always moving. It's always, you know, it's awesome. Well, I don't know if I'd call it pumping eighth notes, but fucking, it's, I can't think of how to describe it, but it's very straightforward, though, in the way it's played. When Matt Freeman plays, he's been doing these isolation videos of the bass. It's called, like, Bunker Sessions or something like that. And it's Matt Freeman sitting in his basement playing, like, these complicated-ass bass lines from Rancid, like Rats in the Hallway, like the intro. Yo, that, I can't even comprehend my head around some of it. Like, the verses in the chorus, like, I can figure out what he's playing. I understand it. But when he does that little, like, bass lick in the beginning, that little solo, like I was watching his hands do it, that's definitely some type of jazz, some type of weird mode. But what my point is, what he's playing, definitely more complex. But that doesn't mean it's better, but it is definitely more complex. And Kelly is playing some cool ass shit to begin with, and it is a little bit more of a different style, a little bit more straight punk rock, where Matt Freeman incorporating some other styles of music as well. But I was referencing Rats in the Hallway and that intro, so why don't we play it? He's got a bunch of really good things. Go on YouTube and just search like Bunker Sessions, Matt Freeman or some shit. It's really awesome, even if you don't like Rancid, because the motherfucker plays his ass off. There is no Maxwell Murder yet, though. I put in the comments that there needs to be, but I don't know. Maybe that one with that crazy ass solo. And also, I have another thing to say, right? He's playing them exactly like the record. Like, each fill is exactly like the record. And, like, if you've listened to Rancid, you know that shit is all over the place. So, like, it's perfect. And I think, right, that really shows the skill even more. Like, I was talking to somebody recently. They were learning about playing the guitar. And they said their guitar teacher, they would always say, can you teach me the right way to play this song? And their teacher would say, well, there is no right way to play this song. Play it how you feel and blah, 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 all this artsy hippie stuff. No, no, there is a proper way to play a song the way it's written, and the reason why you should learn it that way. Now, when you're beginning, yeah, and if you're playing in your own band and you're doing a cover, yeah, do it that way. But when you're talking about becoming a skilled musician, want to be better at your craft, you should be trying to play it the exact same way, because then you figured it out properly. And also, if you're playing by ear, you should be able to tell when those notes aren't matching up, especially in a band like Rancid, when the bass is so far out front. So I think, when I was younger, I used to play like that. Like, I'd kind of make it my own way. I'd leave a little part out, dumb it down a little bit. But all that did was make me a lazier player. Now I sit there and try and play it note for note. And even though maybe I can't, my general bass playing and being able to play by ear and tune and just get things going from the get-go, way better, way better. So take the time. Nobody wants to learn how to play Mary's Little Lamb on one string. But that shit is important, motherfucker. So let's get to Rancid, Rats in the Hallway. All I'm saying is, if you want to play like this motherfucker, I'm telling you, he doesn't just feel the flow of it. I guarantee it. He knows exactly what's being played at all goddamn times. Here's Rancid, Rats in the Hallway.
Okay, what? it's like a broken drum. Get out, go ahead and run away. Sit up, open up your bed today. Kick a whole river, this place apart. We will not finish our bed and start a better line. On that light street, he don't keep this quick at 4 a.m. No way to break or shut the PM, the aim is taken. Outside my game, a crew drinking a 40. Asked me if there's a rat's a hole. I said, some things aren't like the weather. Never seen a chance to afford a better skull. Can't believe he said, ain't doing no harm. Go up with sleep, so many tracks are on. I said, what's your name? She said, it was mine. She said, Tim, I'm gonna take you higher.
Rancid right there, Matt Freeman on bass. Let's hear some more sick-ass Matt Freeman bass playing in Maxwell Murder.
Pogo City Radio.
Maxwell gets us in hell. This one, yeah, this one there. Same old game that he's playing. His souls are never fair.
Nobody wanna look back. Everybody wanna get out of that rave all the time. Where's the film? Yes, I'm a film. The name of the book over there, that's right.
All right, now, when I was borrowing Tim from Blanks' bass to take it down to Florida, I had it at my house, and I was playing the Rick, you know what I mean, the Rickenbacker, like Lemmy, and the first thing I did was plug it in and make a video of me playing Ace of Spades on the bass, and I also claimed that I found it in the alleyway at back of my house, and I was going to keep it, and tagged Tim in the post. But yes, LCJ wants to know why Lemmy is being left out, so she wants to hear some Motorhead, Iron Fist, and yes, we will give the lady what she wants. All right, so I know it's not there. Sons of Whores, Jess, you bitch. Jess, you bitch. See, I need you here to fucking stall for me. All right. Okay. Now, I hope. Okay, I think I have the real version right here. I'm not trying to have the live shit or the fucking ninth time it's remastered. Here is Motorhead with Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Motorhead. Now, to dive a little bit deeper into bass playing, it's fun. Don't forget the Joker, right? And don't forget the Joker. It's fun that Jess brought up Lemmy, because when I was talking about like the technicals, the technicalities, whatever word I'm trying to use of playing bass, fucking see Lemmy, he has his, what makes Lemmy special, he has his own complete unique style that like was never before him. You know what I'm saying? Now, I am not a sound guy, so I can't completely, as you can tell, I can't completely explain this to you, right? But first of all, Lemmy plays through a guitar cabinet. Lemmy plays through Marshalls. And if you guys don't know, if you don't play music at all, bass amps and guitar amps and bass heads and guitar heads are not the same thing. And Marshall is for guitar. And fucking Lemmy would plug into those. Now, he would do something to him. I don't know what the fuck he would do, but he would do something to him. And Lemmy would play through Marshalls. And on top of that, playing the type of bass he does, the Rickenbacker, they're the only ones I know of. And I've talked to Tim about this and used his, and I could see the feature on it, but I don't have the equipment to set it up. I believe he does. But most guitars and basses just have one quarter inch jack where you would plug into in the actual body of the guitar itself. Those basses have two of them. One of them says Ricco sound. And fucking the way that works, I believe you would plug in to two completely different heads, right? And it's stereo, so each pickup would be coming out of a separate rig. On top of that, Lemmy played with a ton of distortion, which, I mean, people had done in the past. Even Cream was playing with, like, distorted basses and shit. Was that a Jack Bruce, I think? Fucking, regardless, even they were playing with distorted basses and shit, but Lemmy was playing with a lot of distortion, coming out of the Marshalls, and playing chords, which also, I mean, some bass players will play occasionally, but you do not normally, regularly play chords on bass all that often. And Lemmy was straight up playing this bass like it was a fucking guitar, and it was pretty amazing and really unique and different. But yes, wow, I am going down the bass player rabbit hole. That is one thing I am skilled to talk about, I feel, is bass. I do feel competent in that. All right, let's get out west, go catch up with our boys in the Broken Cuffs. It was fun hanging out with these people in Florida. Here they are with These Boots. All right, that was These Boots by Broken Cuffs. Now, Jess and Sean talking about how they love Ricardo, the singer there. He's got a bunch of random, really funny videos on Instagram since quarantine started. I think he's just trying not to lose his mind. But yeah, go look for those. Also in this live feed, as I scroll up a little bit, Muggsy mentioning the bass player from 7 Seconds. Who is the bass player? What is his name? I'm going to go look that up. But Spiz Hudgens. Don't know that much about him. But fucking Muggsy says there's a whole breakdown of Lemmy's rig on YouTube. And I did not know that. It figures that there would be. But I did not know that. And I'm definitely going to watch that like today. And you know what else I'm going to do? All right. I'm going to tell you something. I'm a real snob when it comes to tuning. I am. I think drop D is stupid. I'm sorry. Go fuck yourself. I think drop D is stupid. I don't like it. Never did. Mostly because I'm a bass player. And if you play with a guitar player, see, when I play the bass, if we were making a song, like if we were in a garage making a song, and the guitar player has a song, I'm going to follow his hands. And like at first, I'm going to play the root note of what he's playing. And then I'm gonna bring in some fills later. But I'm just going to learn the basic lick of the song first. And most of the time, I could do that by just looking at his index finger. Most of the time, if he's playing power chords. But as soon as they put that shit in drop D, which is tuning the deepest string, which is normally the E, a half step down, it changes all that shit, and I gotta, like, be like, oh, wait, but it would be, like, another step there, and it's that note. And then I'll be like, yo, what notes are those? And they'll be like, I don't know. And the shit pisses me off. But I will say, while I was sitting here thinking, and I don't know any songs that aren't in standard tuning. I have always refused to play them. Drop D, you know what I mean? You just tune your D down, and then you leave all the other strings in standard tuning on the guitar. And then you have, which I definitely would never play in, then you have standard D, which is when you tune all of the strings down. But this is not a metal show. Andrew does not listen to metal. However, I do really like the bass line in Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine. That shit is badass as fuck. And I did not realize that song, the bass line, was badass as fuck. The main reason it's so badass as fuck is because it's in drop D. So I went to a tutorial, and I was going to watch it. And as soon as he said it was drop D, I was like, nope, fuck this. And then I just listened to the riff, and I was like, no, it's worth it. So today, for the first time ever, Andrew will tune his E string down to D, and he's going to play Killing in the Name of, because this bass line is fucking cool, man. It's fucking cool. And I'm going to play it for you. Here's Rage Against the Machine.
Now you do what they told you. 100% workforces are the same that brought crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that brought crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that brought crosses. Killing in the name of. You do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. You're under control. And now you do what they told you.
Rage Against the Machine on Pogo City Radio. But yeah, see, I really like the precision. Like, I hate it. I hate how in AC/DC, the bass player just, like, plays, like, G the whole goddamn time. It makes me want to put a fucking goddamn bullet in my brain. But also, Van Halen makes me want to put a goddamn bullet in my brain. You got Eddie Van Halen over there, like... And what's his name? Mark Anthony, like, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G. Kill me. Kill me now. Give all bass players a bad name. I hated it so much when I'd be in high school. You'd have these fucking morons who could play a goddamn power chord, so they thought their instrument was more complicated. Shut the fuck up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. All right. Yeah, sit over there. Okay, I'm... Took that to a darker place. But yes, I don't remember what my original point was. That was Rage Against the Machine. It's in drop D. Oh, yeah. Okay. I do like how he mimics the guitar in this because it's complicated. Then that's awesome. And they stay in timing. Like when they walk up higher to the octave, that little filler. Like it goes all the way up and they stay in sync. It's great. That is awesome. But I hate... When I love AC/DC, but I hate the way the bass is, and I hate the fucking bass in Van Halen. It's bullshit. I hate Michael Anthony's voice, too. Fuck Michael Anthony. Fuck him.
Reefers.
All right. I should play more music. Okay, we're going to get out of here, I think. I don't know what I want to play. I don't know what I want to play. I don't know what I want to play. I need some coffee. That's what I need. That's definitely what I need. Okay, what am I going to play? I got to go. Go over to Pogo City Radio. Dot stream. Go check out the show in its entirety if you've missed any of it. Go check out all the archives. Tell your motherfucking friends. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, go over to the Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Go over to the Instagram at Pogo City Radio. And yes, I will find a song to leave you with in a moment. Hope you guys like the show. I feel like ending with the Dwarves. Because I want to get fucked. You know what I'm saying? So here's the Dwarves. Suck a dick if you don't like it. All right. Now, that was a short one, and it's Mike Blanks' birthday yesterday, and he loves the Dwarves, too. And I know this next song on the album is his favorite one, so we're going to get out of here with it. Happy birthday, Mike. Hope you guys like the show. Here's the Dwarves with Drugstore.
Party's over.